This is Dairy Radio Now.
Joining us on our Wellness Wednesday, it's a breath of fresh air with Dr. Ryan Leiderman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. Ryan, we're well into 2019, into February already, and experiencing some cold temperatures across the country. And when we talk about natural ventilation for calves, there are some misconceptions out there, huh?
Yeah, I've been doing ventilation for the last 10 years with calf barns. And if there's one theme that I've seen consistently repeated year to year to year, is that people just turn the fans off in the winter because they're worried it makes it too cold in the barn. And a lot of these positive pressure tube systems, when designed appropriately, will provide fresh air to the barn in a manner that's not drafty. And at that point, if it's not drafty, I just say leave the fans run. It is normal human nature to say it's cold out, it feels cold in my barn, and turn the fans off, but they need to be left run. If they're providing fresh air in a manner that is not drafty, what harm can it possibly do to leave the fans run? And when I first graduated veterinary school, I thought designing calf barn ventilation systems was going to be about the physics and the math and the air exchanges and the velocities. And after 10 years of doing this, what I found is it's as much of a people game as it is a math game. And what I mean by that is we can design a very nice ventilation system, but a lot of it in the winter, especially the first time a farm has a ventilation system in the winter, their inherent tendency is going to be to turn it off because it just seems cold. And I just want to remind listeners, it doesn't matter how cold it gets, calves in outdoor hutches are going to be exposed to extremely cold temperatures in the winter. The calves in the barn can endure the same type of cold temperatures as the calves in the hutches. So if it's no colder outside than it is in the barn, just leave the fans run. The calves will only benefit from fresher air. We're sucking the air from the outside as our fresh air. So it's almost impossible. You know, we're not air conditioning the air prior to adding it to the calf barn. So it really, leaving the fans run can't make it any colder than it is outside because we're using the outside air. I know it goes against human nature. I know it goes against everything people believe and want to do. But time and time again, leaving those fans on, even though it seems like the wrong thing, is ultimately the right thing to keep the air in that barn fresh.
Yeah, particularly coming off the heels of the polar vortex felt by many in the Midwest, all the more important to keep that controlled environment inside for the calf.
Yeah, and one of the benefits of having calves in a barn is it is more of a controlled environment. So think about calves in the hutches in the winter. It can be windy, stormy conditions, snowy out, snow swirling into the calf hutch itself. And we don't have that in a barn. We can block the wind with sidewalls. We can control the airspeed with a ventilation system. We can stop the snow with the roof and the sidewalls. And so even if the ventilation system is just left running and it feels, quote-unquote, cold in the barn, it's still a better environment oftentimes than what calves and outdoor hutches have. So, yeah, I've seen it time and time again where people inherently want to turn the systems off and calves will get sick because the air quality gets poorer. Just leaving the systems run is the best approach. And for me, part of the education for my customers is explain to them that we have to manage the calf barn in a manner that's best for the calves, not what feels the best for us. Obviously, 60 degrees and warm in the barn is the nicest for us. It doesn't always mean that is the best environment for the calves, and sometimes there's a disconnect between what's best for the calves and what's best for the feeders. And if I do a ventilation system for a customer in September, I can hand them a sealed envelope with a letter in it. If this is the first ventilation system they've ever had, I can basically hand them a sealed envelope that says, in February, you can open this up and read it. And what it's going to say is, it's late February. I bet you turned your system off because you were worried it was too cold. Just turn it back on. Everything will be fine. And I just see that again and again and again. For the first time, ventilation system owners who had never had a ventilation system in their barn before, I generally get phone calls mid-January to February about people saying, are you sure I should be leaving this on? I mean, it seems like the wrong thing. A lot of times I'll tell people to leave the system on. They're going to do their own thing and turn it off anyways. And then I'll get a phone call and say, well, the calves are getting some pneumonia. And I'll say, okay, just be honest with me. Have you turned the ventilation system off? And they'll say, yeah, I turned it off a week ago. And I think they're getting sick because it's too cold. And I'll say, I believe they're getting sick because the ventilation system got turned off. The air's getting stagnant and stale. We got to turn the ventilation system back on. And sure enough, people do it and the problem resolves. But it is just that time and time again, that human nature, that it feels like the right thing to do to turn it off. But it's not in the best interest of the calves.
Yes, a great reminder here in February to keep the ventilation systems running. That's Dr. Ryan Leiderman, Director of Technical Services with Crystal Creek. More information about their services at crystalcreeknatural.com. And stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.